Hello everyone, I'm glad to be here. I am Etienne Combe. I am a researcher at Gustave Eiffel University, and I will talk about a side project that I have from several time ago and try to tell the story of this side project, which concerns web mapping and statistical data, and how the OpenStreetMap stack have changed the way we show and diffuse statistical data. Okay, so this is background, but I will skip. And I will go back in time 8 years ago. I was on a project and I was working on a massive graded statistical data set that are called Données Carroyées in French. And these data are derived from tax sheets. And they are given at a very detailed spatial scale, so pixels of 200 meters by 200 meters on all the French territories. And you have several variables like population structures, number of people under 10, above 17, and so on. And you have also information about the revenue of the people. And this data set reached the statistical limit of statistical secret. So in some of the pixels, there are less than 11 households. So the data are aggregated in order to be above this threshold, which is forced by the law. Okay. So the more precise that data set that we may have the French population. Okay, and the distribution of this data set at this time was like this. So the first step was to go on the INSEE website, find this page. It was already quite hard because it was in a very deep part of the website. And you have to download two files in a very specific file format like DBF and MIF-MID, which were coming from a MapInfo software, so a G software from the 80s. And you have to deal with that. Okay, so not very easy. You already have a QGIS way to read that, so there is already an open source software to read the data, but the exploration was not very easy.